Good morning, Robbo. Roberto.
Call me what you like. I've been called a lot worse. So, Now, turn it up. So is it turn it up or is it turn it up?
Or is it turn it? Turn it. That's the other one. Listen, that just reminds me of a joke that, What vegetable makes you cry?
Oh, well, an onion.
Oh, what? You've never been hit in the nuts by a turnip.
Consider that officially stolen. Thank you very much. So tell us about the show.
Because I did all the publicity and I couldn't remember the name of the show. I just have a name that has no real relevance or anything to do with it.
Right.
The show is just trying to get people laughing, Robbo. That's it, you know. Just after what we've been through, what despair, what misery we've been through, it's just a night of just trying to... I don't have any strong point to make. Axe to grind. I'm just trying to get a laugh, really.
Yeah.
If it was, because what the show's about, if it was about something, that would be like a lecture, wouldn't it? So, yeah. Like in conversations, like the way we'll do probably now, you just move from one thing to another. You don't really stay on anything for too long. I've done stuff where I've actually, had a whole big chunk of material on a certain subject matter, and good friends go, that was long enough on that. You need to let that go. So it's really bitsy, Mark. Really, it's all over the place.
Really describes the last couple of years, doesn't it? It's been all over the place, you know? As you say, people just want to laugh now.
Because it's nice to have that time frame too, where I'm travelling again and I'm moving, I'm doing gigs, and time feels like a week feels like quite a long time, whereas when you were in lockdown, like 6 months felt like just the same thing over and over again. Like the highlight was putting the bins on.
Hey, you know, the thing is, Jim Owen, with your whole style, like it's just very chilled, sort of very, very relaxed, very conversational. Is it the ordinary things in life that actually are often the most ridiculous?
I find those things are the things that make me funny. When something happens to me in the middle of the day and I laugh at it, I'm like, oh, that comes up a lot, then I kind of try and find those subject matters to write jokes about. I don't really have any controversy in my act.
I don't think people want controversy. I think they just want a good old laugh, which obviously, you know, you do in spades. But it's when I've seen your routines, you know, a lot of it just, you know, the making sure that the toast and the kettle and the tea all flow into each other really nicely when you're making it in the morning. Every morning at 3:30, that is my goal, you know. Like, I put that toast in.
You don't get up at 3:30.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I know, for my sins.
What time do you go to bed?
Oh, past 7, 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God. I'm getting geared up then.
But, you know, like that is my life. I want that toast to pop up just when I've poured the water and the coffee and the milk and everything, so it's all coming together nicely. So it's stuff like that and finding the funny spot on the stage. I mean, they are the sort of things, to me, they're such simple things, but they are so funny.
Daft. I like daft things. That's really... You know, the dafter the better. So do you like do you fill the kettle up the whole way, by the way, just out of curiosity?
No. Just past minimum.
When I first came, like I'm drinking right now as we speak a soy flat white, so I don't know where it went wrong for me, but when I came here I went to a cafe and I just have a cup of coffee, and the lady says, what kind of coffee do you want? And I was going, a cup of coffee, can I? And then I was like saying, like, you know where you put the spoon into the, and you get the coffee and then you pour the hot water in. And because I had never heard of anything other than a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Where I grew up. And the whole culture of coffee was totally new to me.
I'm a bit disappointed that I found that Jamon drinks soy. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed in myself too sometimes. Everything's funny, potentially, if you come at it with the right frame of mind.
Well, certainly Friday night, it's going to be fantastic here. Very much looking forward to seeing you here in Bendigo. Love to chat for a bit longer.
Brent? I'm in Kyneton too, by the way, on Saturday night.
In Kyneton, okay, yep.
Do you reach to Kyneton?
We certainly do, and I really appreciate you having a chat to us this morning.
Yeah, no problem. My wife's in the background. You say, who are you talking to? I want to do publicity. She thinks I'm being rude. Who are you talking to?
Oh, dear.
Got a Robbo.
Oh, you even got that Aussie good thing there. A Robbo.
You've got a Robbo.
Mate, great to chat to you, Jamal. And thanks very much, and look forward to seeing you on the weekend.
All the best.